This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The autopsy results for Aaron Hernandez were released yesterday, on which in part might rest the future of the National Football League. Hernandez, who was 27 when he killed himself in prison 5 months ago while serving time for homicide, was a tight end for the New England Patriots, and his brain showed severe chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE as it's known, significant brain damage in so young a man, in layman's terms. His family has announced plans to sue the league, but Hernandez's case is just the latest brain injury revelation for the NFL, which is, we should remember, a $14 billion a year business. Marketplace's Ryan Kailath looks at the risks to the league's bottom line.
Brain injury is not a new risk to football, says Brandon Brown of NYU Sports Business Institute.
You'll see articles from 2013, from 2012 that say, is the NFL finished because of the CTE issues?
It's not. The league's TV ratings hit some record highs in the past 5 seasons. As for future players, youth participation has declined about 15% since 2009, according to youth league organizer USA Football. Brown says a shrinking young player pipeline isn't slowing the sport, though.
Even if half of the participants stopped playing, you would still have equal of a demand, A, to get into the NFL, and B, to watch the NFL.
The league likes to promote safer play. It sponsors a heads-up program through USA Football that teaches young players to lead with their shoulders. Football historian Matt Chaney says coaches have tried that since the 1890s.
It's impossible in a forward-colliding, forward-leverage sport to keep your head out of this. This is a collision kill game.
The NFL has funded research to detect or help prevent CTE. Even that's controversial. In May, a congressional committee found the league tried to influence concussion research. Greg Stewart is with a Tulane University clinic for former athletes, funded in part by the NFL. He says when he treats veteran players with a host of serious problems, he always asks,
if you had the opportunity to go back and do it all over again, would you? Easy 95% of them say yes, absolutely.
But Stewart says fewer say they'd let their kids play. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailath for Marketplace.